if I had somebody in an elevator that was coming on the way down, we provide the working athlete on the go, optimized daily nutrition to fuel their active lifestyle. If he gives me another 10 seconds to pitch him on the way down, we make baby food for adults, and but they taste really good. And we put functional mushrooms in there. And so that allows us to fuel our brains. The nootropic element is fueling your brain. So longevity based, if you know anything about mushrooms, it's an anti-inflammatory. They work intracellular within the brain, give you more cognitive focus. They help with ADHD and all these other things.
All right, gentlemen, we are back. That Entrepreneur Show, the third collab episode with my good friend Carlos Garcia. We're recording here at the Crest Community here in Tampa. Carlos, thanks so much for joining me for another co-host.
Brother, always an honor to be on this show with you.
And for today, we're bringing on a guest who's up to big things. He's been in pitches all week, so he's primed for a great interview. He's going to give you everything you need to know about his business, some entrepreneurial tips. But with Carlos, him and I, we dive into the vulnerable side of entrepreneurship as well. So we have a lot to get going on. But first, let's start out. What brought you here today to this entrepreneurial circle?
Man, Carlos. Way back when, dude. I love that guy. We've had some just amazing conversations. Honestly, I can honestly say some of the best conversations I've ever had in my life.
Agree
with that, man.
Agreed, absolutely.
So that's he reached out, and that's why I'm here. So I'm excited to talk to you guys today.
I love it. Matt, so we'll get into this part a little bit more. You know, one of the things I love about you, the way you put out content is absolutely brilliant. The company you just started is absolutely brilliant. But one of the things I really love is the way you incorporate your family life and other aspects of your life and what you do. So we'll get into some of that. Yeah. But tell the folks a little bit about sort of, you know, what you do as an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about your company that you're launching here.
Yeah. I hate to go straight into entrepreneurship because like that is the makeup of who I am. Yeah. But naturally I have a story, and I think that's where ultimately it comes from. Because I was even talking about that with my team today. What story are we making today?
Yes.
Because we get to recreate a story every day.
Yes.
And so I get to make a story today.
I love it.
Just, you guys happen to be in the story that we're narrating, right? So it really isn't about me. It's 100% about my family. And how it originated was absolutely because of my family. I think there's we talked about this in depth of there's something that comes in a male and also definitely a mother that when you have a child and it comes into your life, there's some primal kick that says, oh shit, I need to figure things out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I need to really, really start taking care of things, and I need to start taking care of me. And that certainly happened to me. And so we have three girls.
Wow.
I hit probably a rock bottom when I was about 26, 27, just not happy in life. Was working a W-2 job,
right,
and just not happy at all. And woe is me mentality. Life happens to me, not for me. And then things changed, man. And honestly, I would have to say it's like God. I got into Celebrate Recovery, which I was like, dude, this is for drug addicts. I don't need to be in here. But it was accountability and a Bible with stories in it that of real day stories that I could resonate with. And I'm like, oh, he was struggling with his marriage here and this.
Really?
And that led and cultivated to, honestly, why I'm even in entrepreneurship today. Because I'm like, I took a risk in going in there, was led together with accountability, and then have had some crazy ideas along the way, which have eventually led through real estate and then specifically health and wellness. But really when seven going on 8 years ago was when our first daughter came into my life, was really when the primal mode triggered of real entrepreneurism. I was kind of like half in with running some Airbnbs within the corporate setting. So I was working W-2 and doing some Airbnbs, and then primal mode comes in and I'm like, I gotta be somebody, you know, I gotta make an impact. Yeah. And so that was that primal mode that really spawned this, hey, I want to be the best in my faith. I want to be the best in my family. I want to be the best in my finance and businesses, and then I want to be the best in my fitness and health. So that's been that's my story from rock bottom to where I am today. It's still going, but I'm narrating the story today, and I'm blessed to be here with you guys.
Well, I love the passion that you obviously have. We're getting lucky with the passion today.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the guests you brought on here, Chris, your passion is evident. I think that's something that carries us through entrepreneurship, giving a crap about what we're doing. Yeah. And you have an underlying cause. Your family's involved in this. Let's fast forward now to this new business, this new company.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff. You've been pitching it all week. Let our listeners know, what is it?
Yeah, cool. I know. I appreciate you asking. So I'm super excited. So our one-liner, awesome. Right? And then I step out. we step out, right? Hey, you gonna give me 30 more seconds? So, and then they would ask, well, what's Optimized Nutrition, right? And so Optimized Nutrition is basically, we have a story behind this all. I got into really fitness like at a high level, probably about 5 years ago, I would say. So like really getting my body in like some real shape. And that was part of like the biohacking of I'm thinking longevity. I want to have like the most optimized me. Always be optimizing. This guy
always be optimized, baby.
So that is ultimately what cultivated this, right? But it came out of a pain point. So there's a story behind this too.
Beautiful.
So I have a almost 4-year-old girl, our third girl, and I never really ran. I never did a ton of cardiovascular, but she was a super colicky baby. Mm-hmm. And I would be waking up at probably, I'd on average then I'm probably like 5:30, 6 a.m. But this child would not sleep, like at all, would not sleep. And it was, our first two were okay, but this one was bad. And without sleep, it was becoming like my wife wasn't sleeping, I wasn't sleeping, we were at each other. And I'm like, we got to figure something out, because this child is going to like, she's going to take us. Yeah. Like she is absolutely going to take us.
This is
going
to be the one.
This is it. This was the one, right? Right. So I honestly, I was like praying about it, and get up earlier, like start going for a run with this child so that your wife can sleep. So this like giving mentality to my wife so she could sleep a little bit longer. Anyways, when I would come home, so she's waking up at 3:30. I'm running outside at 3:30 in the morning, put a podcast in my ears, and then I would start running. I can visualize where I ran. I started running like 5 miles a day.
Brilliant.
But when I got home, I'm like, I am starving. I'm hungry. 5 miles, I need to get something in my stomach. And I wasn't really like, when you drink like protein shakes, it's just like they sit in your stomach heavy. Right away. You feel heavy.
Yeah.
I was just like, I want something. Started smashing these girls' baby food. So I had a 2 and 3-year-old at the time. I just started eating baby food like nonstop. I was just in there because it was easy to eat. So I'm like, why don't they make these like nutrient dense? And I was a big reader. So when I'd finish the run, she would still be sleeping. I would roll her in the house and I would leave her in her in the Bob stroller, and I would just sit there and read. And then she would just like, I'd go through my daily habit stacks. And so I had a sleeping baby. My wife was sleeping. I was like, good. I was reading and I was eating these food pouches, right? And I was like, why don't they gear these towards like specifically like somebody like me, like runners or CrossFit or whatever it might be. And so like the wheels started turning. I pitched it to a few people. They're like, I think that would be a really good idea. You know, a lot of people think it's a good idea. I still don't know if it's actually that good of an idea, but we'll find out. So I'm working hard at it. But that eventually led to a 2-year basically excursion. So the idea originated about 3 or 4 years ago. But again, you don't act on it. I'm asking around, would this be a good idea? And then one day I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna put myself out there and go for it. So we linked up with a group out of North Carolina. This has been, I'm accelerating because there was a ton of pain and a lot of volatility of finding people and manufacturers. But we have a really cool, there's a story within a story there. But we eventually found a co-manufacturer that linked up with us. Through that time frame, we started up a farm in Georgia where we grow our mushrooms. So we grow lion's mane mushrooms. I'm a big believer in mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms. And then we have a strategic manufacturer in North Carolina. And so that's where we build a superfood base. So we have superfood. Essentially, we call it, if I'm going to, again, like if he gives me another 10 seconds to pitch him on the way down, We make baby food for adults, and but they taste really good. And we put functional mushrooms in there. And so that allows us to fuel our brains. The nootropic element is fueling your brain. So longevity-based, if you know anything about mushrooms, it's an anti-inflammatory. They work intracellular within the brain, give you more cognitive focus. They help with ADHD and all these other things. But so we put lion's mane and shiitake mushrooms. Shiitake is more of a cardiovascular mushroom. And then we put this serotonin-based superfood base, which is banana, acai, oats, flax. And then the other one right now, we have sweet potato, goji berries, and tart cherries to allow you to optimize. So fueling your body and then fueling your brain.
I just want to say, these things are delicious, by the way. I got in on some of the first orders.
That's right.
And you brought them to my office, like, you know, personally.
So
but, you know, one of the things, man, as a psychologist, like I sit and I talk with people and, you know, we get into heavy stuff. And sometimes in between sessions, I don't have time to sit and get a meal, but I need some energy. And these things have been key and pivotal in between sessions, just power one of those pouches down. And then I'm focused, man. I'm there. But man, I want to ask you, because I know that you talk a lot, both in business and in your personal life, about habits, about also, I know that a lot of people aren't necessarily familiar with the term of biohacking. So mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about biohacking and the power of habits for you in your life?
Oh, yeah. You rise. So you fall. What is it? James Clear made this one quote, and you rise to the level of your systems, but you fall basically to whatever, right? If you don't have the systems in place, habits are just a system.
Yeah.
I said something the other day on Facebook, winning is a habit, bro. When you make the decision, I'm going to win, you're going to win, right? And it doesn't even, like, in reality, of if you're just competing against yourself every day, you're winning, right? So healthy habits are a big thing for me. So that is something that I incorporate every morning. The one thing that I've gotten a little bit better at is that I've structured my mornings a little bit differently because I have three girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I work out some days, and those are within my habit stack structures. And then I have other days that are my little, you know, my focus days where I'm doing things. So it's changed from what it was 4 years ago, and that's okay. But one of the reasons is that habits are just such a key and instrumental thing in terms of like day to day to day to day, right? I'm going in with the idea of like I'm winning today. And so what it looks like from a very tactical perspective is I'll put in what James Clear calls habit stacking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure that they're very finite because I know with three girls at this point in my life, time is very restricted.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going to take you through like an example of what a habit stack morning look like, because biohacking falls into this, right? So biohacking, all it is a term of like longevity based, right? I'm thinking with a longevity mindset. I'm thinking of a more healthier, more optimized me. So I want to do things in my habit structures that think, how am I getting better tomorrow, but being so present right now, right? So the first thing I'll do is I'll pray. Mindfulness, that's biohacking.
Yeah.
Like literally mindfulness is biohacking. And so I wake up and prime my brain specifically with looking over at my wife and being like, damn man, like I get to wake up next to her today.
Beautiful.
The next thing I try to trigger my brain for as soon as I, and this is actually rather new, but like is putting my feet on the ground and being like, wow, I just got to put my feet on the ground. Like, right? Like people don't think of those things. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
That is like, I got to do that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then I get into a little bit crazier things. So I bought a relatively expensive cold plunge stuff. And so I get into 40-degree water.
I
so
love watching your cold plunge videos, by the way. Those are great.
So that is like a little bit more of an extreme version of biohacking. I do not recommend that for everybody. Absolutely not. I do that for the intense because I've evolved my stacks over the course of a period of like now 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Where I've like started with cold showers and I progressed very significantly. So cold plunging is just something that I do, allows me to recover quicker, but there's massive other benefits that we can get into later maybe. But so as soon as I get that, I go into stretching. So I stretch my entire body. again, biohacking, mobility. If I know that I'm going to get a little bit better and have elasticity in my body to reduce potentially injury at the gym or wherever it might be, I want to make sure my body's elastic, and I'm removing the lactic acid that I might have had the day before from sitting in a static state or whatever it might be. So again, incorporating in a habit that takes me 5 minutes or less, biohacking, right? It's crazy to think about, but those are some of the things. Then I could try to go into book reading. I'll go into a short devotional. Typically, those don't take anywhere like longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So again, a couple other stacks that I incorporate. And then I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect. I've slacked on journaling this year, and it's horrible. And so like I like being transparent and honest. That's, again, a form of mindfulness and biohacking that I incorporated last year and I was dominant with. Like I wrote a book last year. And then I maybe burned myself out a little bit. And so I haven't utilized journaling nearly as much. And I'm like literally through my reflection point, I'm like, I need to get back into writing things down. Because one of the most beneficial things you can do in life is to carry your messaging on a day-to-day to your loved one. So
it brings about a ton of clarity, right? About what's going on.
Massive amount of clarity.
Yeah.
When you write it, you disempower a lot of your fears.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
By doing that.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
It's that is honestly, and then I have a wind down routine in the backside one of the things is like I'm trying to work on Spanish. So I work on Spanish 5 to 10 minutes
Buenos
a day.
Buenos dias, man.
Buenos dias, ¿cómo estás? So I do that as like a wind down routine to get myself like ready and prepared for bed. And then I like hit the pillow and go to sleep. I have a bedtime too.
Awesome.
So that's a part of, again, biohacking piece.
Yeah.
So I have a bed at 9:30 and then I wake up at 4:45 every morning.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love the habits, the routines. I know him as well. Morning routines for me is everything.
Huge.
And it's evolved over the years as well. When you started your TCW online, I did a blog post. It was a few years ago now, but how it's evolved, that sets me up for success throughout the day, having that structure, that habits in the morning. And it's something that's been going for years and years, building on the certain ones for me, exercise in the morning as well.
Huge.
A little writing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about a lot. We got into your company. You just gave a lot of very understandable and relatable explanation, I think, with biohacking and all of these things.
Yeah.
One more time, where can we find all of your company's information online, your products, all things you as well?
Yeah, we so nudup.com is our e-commerce site right now. That we're going to be launching. I'll give a discount too because we're trying to get as many people on board to your audience.
Yeah, send that as well so we'll, I can upload it for you.
We'll send that over and make sure that your audience gets something special. So that's nudup.com. And then
spell that for us.
NOTUP.com. And then you can also find me pretty much on every social handle, human.optimizer. So that's what we're going to be on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok are the main things we're at right now.
I can't get you off of my phone, dude. Every time I go on social media, some video of yours, which is brilliant because I love watching your stuff. I do want to come back to something I'd mentioned at the beginning of the show because it's part, you know, like the other day I saw you post you were at the beach with your family and your daughters and it was just really moving. And so, you know, for a lot of entrepreneurs out there, finding that this sort of elusive work-life balance, it seems like that's something you're able to do really well. So I'm wondering if you could just share really quickly with our audience what that means to you, how you're able to do that.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I invested in is coaching. I have like I have coaching pretty much for everything in life, I feel like, for fitness, for business, for health, for spiritual advising. So across the board. But one of the things that I specifically as a right away that I know that I did is that I was in that grind phase. And the reality is like if you choose to be an entrepreneur late, you're going to be in the grind phase. But the fastest you're able to get and delegate things to other people, then it doesn't have to be solely focused on you. So I have a team now that runs the behind the scenes for me. That I got an amazing team. So
awesome.
One of the first things that I decided to do with any sort of profits that I made And sometimes you don't even have the profits and you need to make a stretch, right? Mm-hmm. You got to figure it out. I feel like everything in life is figure-outable. But one of the reasons why I do that is because I realize that, like, I could die tomorrow. The reality is, like, we don't think we're going to die. Like, I actually know you're going to die, but I don't think I'm going to die, right? It's kind of weird to think about. You know, as you perceive it, you'll eventually die. Not me, right? I got life ahead of me.
Yeah.
So, because we can't really perceive that level of death. But the reality is if I think about, like, tomorrow, what did I do today? And so, not to go off on a complete tangent here, but, like, I created and developed a scorecard for my life.
Love it.
And the scorecard for my life is faith, again, going over this faith, family and relationships, finance and business, and fitness and health. And if I don't, like, cue those up, if I don't have those as pillars, then my life, you know, 6 months will go down the road and I realize I haven't had a quality conversation with my wife, right? And so I realize that there's going to be seasonalities of business. Right now I'm in a real business grind, right?
Yeah.
Going to shows on the weekends, doing all this. But if I can't communicate with my wife, like, and have that reflection, so that weekly scorecard is big for me.
Awesome. I like that a lot.
To come back home, because I scorecard myself, and if I realize that, like, that week, man, I underperformed significantly with my family.
Yeah.
Then I know, as a measurable and a reflection, that I have to honestly give myself a 4 in that area. So it's 1 through 10 across the board. I have to give myself a 4. Well, what can I do? 2 actionable items to improve that the following week.
Beautiful.
And so I give myself 2 actionable. If that's a low point, if I scored low in that area that week, I'll give myself 2 actionable items to lift that score up the next week.
I love that. But holding yourself accountable by having the actionable items ready to go. Pushing yourself. I'm glad you got
this
that question.
Amazing.
Glad you got
this
that question
there.
This is why
I wanted him on the show. Yeah.
One more time, your contact info, website, all of that, and then of course we have to show love to Carlos. Where can we find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. Human.optimizer is my social brand channels, and then nutup.com or at nutritious.co. Nutritious is the name of the company. Nootropics, delicious, and nutritious all into one right there. Mm-hmm. So Nutritious. But you can find us at nudup.com.
Awesome. All right. Now over to Carlos. Where can we find you online?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Dr. Carlos A. Garcia. Matt, I love you, brother. Thanks for taking the time to come on
absolutely.
And share with our audience
so
some of the amazing things you're doing, brother.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, be sure to head to YouTube, Vincent A. Lancey, to get a video behind the scenes of this show. YouTube does have podcasts now, so we'll have the show up there as well.
Right.
The show is at The Entrepreneur Show. I am at Vincent A. Lancey, and we're signing off today at Crest here. Thank you both so much.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much.